A door is a structure that allows people in and out of buildings and rooms. Most doors open and close on hinges, but some doors slide, while still others revolve. Most doors operate by muscle power, but in the modern world, some of them are activated electrically. For many of us, there's an imperial feeling to approaching the supermarket or shopping center and having the door automatically open for us. Even so, most people don't think much about doors, perhaps because most people don't think much about seemingly insignificant things. Dr. America, though, muses mostly about the significance of the insignificant in American life, and he considers doors a window into our culture. Whatever their shape or form, doors make walls penetrable. A world without doors would be a world of all walls, hostile and impassable. There were no open doors in the Great Wall of China, but doors allow walls to convey multiple messages. An open door is friendly. A closed door is equivocal. A locked door suggests that you're persona non grata. Americans are door people, in or out, open or closed, definitely dualistic. When we aren't simply single-minded, we tend to defer to dichotomies. Robert Benchley claimed that there are two kinds of people, those who think there are two kinds of people and those who don't. On the one hand, Dr. America thinks he was right. But on the other hand, there's more to it than that. Doors are boundaries, betwixt and between. They close us in and they close us out. They keep some of us in the closet while allowing others to come out. A door on the outside of a house is a sign of property ownership, while doors inside signify specialization and privacy. There are not many American bedrooms or bathrooms that don't have doors. Which side of the door we're on is which world we're in. Passing through doors is often taking sides. Door keeping, therefore, is an important activity because it protects the privileged and private preserve inside from the mass of people outside. We know that people are really special when they need a doorkeeper to screen their visitors or their phone calls. We know, too, that the doorkeepers of culture, those who determine which books are great and which books are not, wield enormous influence in our lives. Sometimes they don't just keep the door, they keep it hidden. Doors are also an index of personality. Some of us are introverted and want the door closed. For us, the door is not just a wooden panel, but a protection of our privacy. Other people are more outgoing. Philosopher William James once gloried in a house that had 14 doors, all of them opening outward. And both individually and internationally, an open door policy connotes a preference for people and countries that are open-minded instead of closed-minded. Sometimes, too, passing through doors can be a sign of new horizons. Doors like those of the American Studies Museum open us up to new possibilities. Most importantly, as our language suggests, doors divide the world. They separate the indoors from the out-of-doors, culture from nature. The door marks the boundary between our place and nature's space, between the enclosure where we're in control, at least theoretically, and the area where we're not. In this respect, Americans are not just a door people, but an indoor people. We love images of the great outdoors, but we spend more than 90% of our lives in the not-so-great indoors. We close the door on nature while trying to make our indoor lives seem natural. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America trying, as always, to pry open the doors of perception.